AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Sheriff Judd Smith says a lot of work needs to be done following the deadly shooting at Georgia's Appalachee High School.
My heart hurts for these kids. My heart hurts for our community. But I want to make it very clear that hate will not prevail in this county.
A sheriff's department report says the 14-year-old accused gunman was asked by police last year about a menacing post on the social media site Discord. He denied threatening to carry out a school shooting. Four people were killed yesterday in Georgia, two students and two teachers. The 14-year-old will be tried as an adult. National Security Spokesman John Kirby says Israel and Hamas are getting closer to a ceasefire and hostage release deal.
We believe that these differences can be resolved, and what the next step looks like in terms of resolving them, I think we just don't know right now.
Speaking to the Economic Club of New York, former President Donald Trump says his economic plan will rapidly defeat inflation.
For four straight years, I fought for American workers like I would fight for my own family. I took care of our economy like I would take care of my own company.
Trump said if elected, he would create a government efficiency commission to audit the entire federal government, an idea suggested by Elon Musk, who would lead it. The government has charged a Russian-born U.S. citizen and former advisor to Donald Trump's 2016 campaign with working for a sanctioned Russian state television network and laundering the proceeds. In Washington, a lawyer for Donald Trump clashed with a judge in the federal election interference prosecution of the former president after suggesting the government was rushing ahead with what they called an illegitimate indictment at the height of the presidential campaign. Hunter Biden's lawyers say his client plans to change his not guilty plea in his federal tax case in Los Angeles. This is AP News. There is a shakeup in the Ukrainian government.
Andriy Sybiha, a former ambassador to Turkey, is the country's new foreign minister. The appointment comes as President Volodymyr Zelensky sought to breathe fresh life into his administration, with the war against Russia poised for what could be a pivotal phase. He replaced Dmytro Kuleba, who became one of Ukraine's most recognizable faces on the international stage, as he petitioned and pleaded with Western countries to support Ukraine's war effort. I'm Karen Chamas.
Prosecutors say disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein won't face charges of indecent assault in Britain. The Crown Prosecution Service, which in 2022 authorized two charges of indecent assault against Weinstein, said it decided to discontinue proceedings because there was no longer a realistic prospect of conviction. There is a chance Weinstein could be facing new criminal charges in New York. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.